Liberation and Opposition, Acts 3, verse 1 to 4, verse 22. One day, Peter and John Zebedee went up to the temple at the hour of prayer, which was the hour that Jesus died, 3 in the afternoon. Every day, a man who had been disabled from birth was carried to the eastern door of the temple. He was not allowed inside because of his disability, so he would sit at the door and beg for money from those going into the temple. Seeing Peter and John Zebedee about to enter into the temple, he began begging them for money. Staring at him, Peter said, "Look at us." The man paused his begging, thinking he was going to receive some money. Peter said, "I have no money, but I have something way better to give you. Through the power of the word and teachings of Jesus of Nazareth, the Messiah and chosen ruler of the earth, be set free from your slavery. Get up and walk into a new life with the community of Jesus." Taking hold of his right hand, Peter lifted the man up, and immediately he jumped up and was able to stand firm for the very first time. Following Peter and John Zebedee, the man began walking, jumping, and praising the Creator as he entered the temple for the very first time. All the people saw the man walking and praising the Creator. They recognized him as the beggar who would sit at the door to the temple asking for money. They were astonished at the sight and were beside themselves trying to figure out what had happened. While the man was clinging to Peter and John Zebedee as his new family and community, all the people hurriedly gathered around them at the Porch of Solomon on the east side of the temple. Seeing the gathering crowd, Peter spoke to the people saying, "Israelites, why are you marveling at this? Why are you staring at us as though we were the ones who made him walk by our own power? The Creator of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the Lord of our ancestors, declared his servant Jesus to be triumphant over all. This is the same Jesus you rejected and denied before the Roman governor, who didn't even want to kill him. You rejected the Creator's chosen one, who lived with true justice. And instead, you asked for a violent revolutionary to be released from prison. You put to death the Creator's example of true life and humanity. But the Creator raised him from the dead. Of this we are eyewitnesses. By trusting in the word and teachings of Jesus, this man, standing before you, was healed and liberated from his afflictions. Trust in the Creator through the word of Jesus made this man whole in your very presence. My fellow Israelites, I believe that you acted in ignorance as you followed your rulers and authorities. But through this, what the Creator had foretold through the prophets, that his Messiah and chosen ruler would suffer, was fulfilled. Therefore, change your hearts, minds, and decisions. Turn away from your disobedience and listen to Jesus' teachings. If you do, then the Creator's favor will be upon you once again, and his Messiah and chosen ruler, Jesus, will come upon you through his Spirit. Jesus has fully entered the Creator's invisible dimension, and he is already beginning the restoration of all creation that was foretold by the prophets. Moses said in the 18th chapter of Deuteronomy, "Your Lord, the Creator, will bring you a prophet greater than me from among your people. You must obediently listen to every single word he speaks to you. Everyone who does not listen to this prophet will be completely removed from the Creator's people." All the faithful prophets, starting with Samuel, spoke of and announced these days. You are the children of these prophets and of the relationship that the Creator made with your ancestors, saying to Abraham in the 12th chapter of Genesis, "Through your children, all the families of the earth will be blessed." After raising his servant from the dead, the Creator first sent Jesus to you in the hope that you would be blessed by turning away from your disobedient ways. While Peter and John Zebedee were still speaking, the temple caretakers, the police captain of the temple, and the members of the political party of the Sadducees approached them. They were irritated because Peter and John Zebedee were teaching the people the way of Jesus and were announcing that the resurrection of the dead had begun through Jesus' faithfulness to the Creator. So they arrested them and held them in prison for the night. Despite this, many who were listening began to trust the word of Jesus, causing Jesus' community to grow to about 5,000 people. The next morning, The Israelite rulers, the patriarchs of the most powerful families, and the biblical scholars gathered together in Jerusalem. They were also joined by the family of Annas, who was the Roman-appointed leader of the temple caretakers. Placing Peter and John Zebedee in the middle of the gathering, they began inquiring of them. "By what power and authority did you heal this man?" Then Peter, being filled with and led by the Creator's Spirit, said to them, "Rulers and authorities of the people, is it really true that we were arrested last night and are now being judged for liberating a man from his bondage? Let it be known to all of you and to all the people of Israel that by the word and teachings of Jesus of Nazareth, the Messiah and chosen ruler that you crucified and that the Creator raised from the dead, this man is standing whole and healthy in your sight. This Jesus is the stone spoken of in the scriptures that is rejected by his own people and yet will destroy all human empires and become the foundation of the new creation. Rescue from tyranny and death comes through no other than this Jesus and his life, word, and teachings." The authorities marveled that Peter and John Zebedee were able to be so confident while being low-class, illiterate, and uneducated men, which was also another sign that they were Jesus' companions. But seeing the man who had been saved from his disability standing there with them, the authorities were in a bind. They ordered Peter and John Zebedee to leave the presence of the Sanhedrin Council so they could confer with each other. They said, "What could we possibly do to these men? All the people of Jerusalem have seen the liberation of this disabled man, and so it is impossible for us to deny its reality. But we must keep this liberation from spreading further. So let us threaten these men with punishment and death if they ever publicly teach the way of Jesus again." So they summoned Peter and John Zebedee and ordered them to never speak of or teach the way of Jesus again. But Peter and John Zebedee replied to them, "Do you really think it is right and good to listen to anyone other than the Creator himself? As for us, we will listen to the Creator. Therefore, we cannot stop speaking and teaching about the things we have seen and heard." But the authorities did not back down. They reiterated their threat of punishment and death, hoping it would control these men. Then they were forced to release Peter and John Zebedee because the crowds were thrilled and amazed about what had happened. The man who had been liberated and had his life completely changed through the way of Jesus was not a young man. He was over 40 years old.